Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today we get to enjoy the first Bob Hope show of 2021. This is episode number 427, and it originally aired on October 11th, 1949. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guests, Jackie Robinson and Joe Page.
From New York City, for Swan Soap, it's Bob Hope. Transcribed with Doris Day, Jack Kirkwood, Irene Ryan, yours truly, High Averback, and Les Brown and his band of renown. And here he is, the man who came to New York to win a bundle on the series and is now doing his own laundry, Bob Hope!
Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob World Series Hope telling you whether you're young girls or old codgers, please help me by using Swan to launder your bloomers and shorts. I just lost mine in the Dodgers. Thank you. Well, here we are in New York. I flew in to see the World Series. We observed 1 minute silence over Cleveland. What a World Series. Two Russians got off the boat and saw the headline, Bums Tangled with Yanks. One turned to the other and said, Comrade, the hour has struck. I was really interested in the World Series. After all, I've been a Dodger all my life. You have to be to stay alive in this racket. And it was a Subway Series. Subway Series, that means you breathe in Manhattan and breathe out in Brooklyn. And what crowd's going to the game? A sardine got on the subway at 42nd Street. You had to get off at 49th. He said, I simply can't do it without oil. Yes, sir, it was so crowded I lost my seat. Luckily, it was an old suit. But I had a nice... But I had a nice seat for the games around the west side of the park. I don't know how far west I was, but the guy next to me was roping a steer. I thought my seat had been upholstered. Then I found out I was sitting between Kate Smith and Kate Smith. It was nice, but I couldn't see the foul lines. Yes, sir, I stopped off in Washington on the way in. Washington, that's a financial expression, meaning there will always be an England. And the, Thank you. And the Washington columnists tell me that gossip is becoming harder to get. Winchell sat at the keyhole for a week and then found out he was watching Drew Pearson's left eye. But I love New York. I went to Madison Square Garden the other night, saw the fights. Ingrid Bergman sat next to me. She was yelling for a decision. Then I know Ingrid's got a tough decision to make. After all, you can't have your pizza and eat it, too. Jack Benny's in town for the series. He took me out for dinner last night to the Automat. We had tomato juice, a shrimp cocktail, and green salad, and then the string broke on his nickel. And there are a lot of celebrities here in town. I saw Ali Khan going to see South Pacific. He had a ticket. He was all alone. He had to use Rita as a down payment. Ezio Pinza is really terrific in South Pacific. Yes, sir. Pinza sings like Crosby before Saratan set in. And you know, I can just see what's going to happen when Hollywood makes its version of South Pacific. It'll open with Sidney Greenstreet singing Bally High. And for the finale, instead of Mary Martin doing, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, they'll have General MacArthur luxing his undies.
Friends, if your present brand of soap helps get you clean, you may assume you're getting your money's worth. But the first time you bathe with Swan soap, you'll find out you've been missing something. For this newer, better white floating soap has a wonderful new free sudsing action. that turns a routine bath into a luxurious beauty treatment. In hard or soft water, Swan's marvelous free-sudsing action foams up into a rich, creamy lather that caresses your skin, making short work of dirt, dust, and grime, and leaves your face, hands, and body feeling soft and smooth as velvet. It's that mild, pure Swan lather that makes Swan soap such a joy for baby's bath, too. So safe for your most delicate washables. Yes, and such a miracle for dishes. Those super active Swan suds whip through dishes so fast, you're out of the kitchen almost before you start. See the difference for yourself. Switch today to Swan, the new, better white floating soap with that wonderful free sudsing action for face, hands, bath, and dishes. You'll be mighty glad you did.
My good friend Jack Norworth will never be forgotten for this next classic, now done by the Four Hits and a Miss. Yours truly in our Swan doll of song, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root,
root, root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one,
one,
two,
two,
three strikes, you're out
at the old ball game.
Root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one,
one,
two, two, three strikes, you're out at the old
ball game. Wanna be there?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob promised Doris Day that when they got to New York, he'd take her to see the World Series. We now find them watching the Yankees and Dodgers battling it out in a crucial game.
Gee, Doris, aren't you excited seeing the series?
Oh, yeah, but somehow I thought it would be different.
Oh, I think it's swell.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Why can't you watch a game like the other people?
The other people?
Yeah. They're satisfied to stand out on the sidewalk and watch a television. You gotta get right in my window.
Why should the people outside complain? After all, the set has a 16-inch screen.
Yeah, but they gotta watch it through that one-inch hole in your head.
Now, Bob, after all, the man needs this window for displaying his electrical goods.
Yeah. I don't mind saving you $20 on baseball tickets, but between innings, do you have to wash out your socks in the Bendix? You've been eating hot dogs, too.
Hot dogs? How do you know?
I emptied the vacuum cleaner yesterday, and Hoover was wearing a weenie skin for a collar.
Well, no Republican is well-dressed nowadays. Look, mister. You're making me miss the game. Hey, look at that. I didn't know the Dodgers wore yellow uniforms.
They don't. You got mustard on the screen.
Look, buddy, don't think you're doing me such a favor. Come on, Doris. Let's get out of here.
Gee, Bob, do you mean it? Are you really going to buy tickets so we can actually go to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, but the tickets are so scarce. How can you get any?
Doris, I've got influence. Did you forget that I'm part owner of the Cleveland Indians? They can get me in.
How can they get you in the game? They can't even get back into Cleveland.
Because you're from Cincinnati, huh? Never mind, Doris. I'll get tickets. I heard of a ticket agent named Broadway Benny. I bet he'll take care of me. Let's go.
Now, Bob, we're going to take a cab, even
That's
if
our
you...
answer to the Lux Show. Isn't that great?
Now, Bob, we're going to take a cab, even if you are afraid to ride in them.
But, Doris, this New York traffic and these Manhattan cab drivers, it's dangerous.
Don't be such a coward. Bob, these cab drivers know what they're doing.
Taxi, mister?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Are you a careful driver?
Oh, yes. You'll be perfectly safe with me. Get right in.
Hey, now, wait a second. You're in the back seat with us.
Darn it. Without my glasses, I can't tell the back from the front.
Gonna do great with this guy. Come here, boy. How many fingers am I holding up? Count them. Well?
Now, don't rush me. First, I gotta find your legs and work my way up.
Well, get up in the front, mister, and let's get going.
Okay.
Well, what'd you stop for, driver?
I have to get out and feel around for the white line.
Have a blood transfusion from an umpire?
Well, I've always been nearsighted. You see, for 3 years after I was born, my mother kept me in the dark.
She kept you in the dark?
Oh, she didn't mean to. She was nearsighted, too, and she used to get my diaper on the wrong end.
Get back in and let's get started.
All right.
Now where did he go?
Help! Let me out of here! That makes me so mad. I'll bet I shut myself in that glove compartment 4 times a day.
What's the matter now?
There's something on the front of the hood. What is it?
A bellboy. We're in the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria.
Without my glasses, I can't see a thing.
Bob, let's leave him here and find Honest Benny's ticket agency. Why is it when you do something, it always turns...
Hello, Doris. Mr. Holmes.
Well, Miss Ryan. Miss Ryan, and you're all dressed up.
Yes, I'll bet you're taking New York by storm.
Well, no, Doris, it didn't turn out that way. I guess I'm just unlucky. Other girls here seem to wind up with champagne and Victor Mature.
And you?
A short beer and Mighty Joe Young.
I'm looking for a ticket agent named Honest Broadway Benny.
Oh, well, he's right here in the hotel. He got me into the game.
He did?
Yes, I played it smart, though. I saw a blonde walk in and smile at him, and he gave her a seat right in the grandstand.
Oh, really?
Yes. So right after that, I walked in and gave him a big smile, too.
Well, are you in the grandstand?
No, someplace called the bullpen. Bye now. I'll see you later. Bye.
Doris, let's talk to that ticket agent. Well, here's the office. It says Honest Broadway Benny. Tickets for anything. Oh, pardon me. Are you Honest Benny?
That's right, boy. Come right in.
Well, thank you.
Make yourself comfortable. Take off your hat and wallet. Well, what can I do for you, boy?
Now, wait a minute. What's the idea of calling me boy?
Oh, I don't know. I saw you wearing trousers, so I took a chance.
Burke, are you the owner of this ticket agency?
Yep, that's right. That's me, Broadway Benny in the flesh.
Looks like you got a traffic jam around Times Square there.
You got quite a crowd in Central Park yourself.
I don't like this whole thing. I smell a rat.
I know, that cat's getting lazier every day. Hello, folks. I just been fooling around here. I got two tickets for you right on the first baseline. That'll be $20.
Oh, gee, thanks. Here you are. Come on, Dorothy.
Oh, gee, Bob, you kept your promise after all. Here we are on the way to the ball game. I'm so grateful to you.
Yeah, well, look, Doris, we're just going into the Holland Tunnel. Would you mind if I gave you a little kiss?
Well, gosh, no. Go ahead.
Gee, somehow I thought it would be different.
Without my glasses, I can't see a thing.
Seattle, Washington.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Bangor, Maine.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Roanoke, Virginia. And lots more.
Lots more what, High?
Cities and towns all over the country have written in for the wonderful Care Swan Group Kit.
Yes, and in many cases, Care has received requests from a great many different groups in the same city.
Well, that's swell, Doris. It means that church, school, and charitable organizations, business, social, and fraternal groups, and clubs of all kinds are all working together to help those needy children overseas get the soap they want so badly.
Friends, has your organization obtained its soap campaign participation material yet? It's free for the asking. Just drop a note to Care, Soap Campaign, Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
This complete Swan Care group kit will really be a great help to your organization, friends, because it contains just about everything you can think of to help you collect swan wrappers all over town. Prepared speeches, program material, important facts, and a special Care certificate made out to your own organization, plus an individual Care lapel pin for each of your members. Write for this group kit today to Care Soap Campaign, Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
But remember, you don't have to be a member of a group to help those needy children overseas. As an individual, you can send your wrappers direct to Care in Boston. For every two wrappers you send in, Care will speed a regular-sized cake of Swan to some needy child overseas. Yes, a regular-sized cake of Swan. The same newer, better white floating soap with that wonderful free sudsing action. The same wonderful Swan you yourself use for face, hands, bath, and dishes.
So don't delay, folks. Write today for your Care Swan Group Kit to Care Soap Campaign, P.O. Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts. And keep on sending your Swan wrappers regularly to Care Boston 1, Massachusetts. And don't forget to buy Care food packages, too, and send them to needy families through Care.
Remember that address, friends. For the special group kit, write to Care Post Office Box 8, Cambridge, Massachusetts. And to speed cakes of free sudsing Swan soap overseas, send your Swan wrappers to Care, Boston 1, Massachusetts. What All America is Talking About.
This week, All America is talking about one of the most exciting World Series in baseball history. Right now, I'd like to have you meet one of the great players whose sensational relief pitching made World Series history and qualifies him to be New York's favorite son. The fellow who rushes in with the Novocaine when the bases are loaded, Fireman Joe Page, ladies and gentlemen. That applause is for you, Joe, and I'll bet there are a lot of people sitting at their loudspeakers tonight applauding your great performances of the series.
You think there are people listening?
Oh, you're wondering too, huh? Look, don't throw any curves, Joe. The season's over. You know that, don't you? And I bet you're happy about it, too. Pitching in those games must be a terrific strain.
It is, Bob. There's a lot of tension, and you want to make every minute count. Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah, when I was making the pale face with Jane Russell. Well, what are your plans now, Joe?
Well, the first thing I want to do is rest up a bit. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The series has taken so much out of me, too.
Out of you?
Sure, don't forget, you were only out in the field. I was up in the bleachers with the Dodgers fans. Dodger fan, that's an atomic bomb with a Brooklyn accent. What fans over there? An argument came up at home plate. I was drinking a Coke and the guy next to me threw the bottle.
So?
Hmm?
So?
I was still holding on to it. So, he says. Where are you going on your vacation, Joe?
Oh, there's a little lake up in the High Sierras. I go up there hunting, put my decoys out, and just keep shooting away.
Yeah, well, how many ducks do you get?
Oh, there's no ducks around there, Bob. I just shoot at the decoys.
Well, why do you like to shoot at decoys?
Well, because from a distance, they look like the umpires.
Well, Joe, I'd like to pause here for a moment to introduce a fellow who is one of the outstanding athletes of our day, a boy who went from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, whose power batting contributed mightily in helping Brooklyn win the National League pennant. Ladies and gentlemen, the sensational second baseman of the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, right here. Jackie, it's a real thrill having you with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
Now, you're not nervous in front of all these people, are you? If you are, just steal a few bases, then we'll start talking.
No, I'm all right, Bob, but tonight's a sad night over there across the river.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, that tree that grows in Brooklyn is now a weeping willow.
Isn't that swell? Jackie, I guess that $5,000 you got as a player's share will come in pretty handy, won't it?
$5,000? Is that what we got, Bob?
Jack, you mean you don't know how much you got? Well, how come?
Oh, Mrs. Robinson's been sitting on it since Sunday night.
Your wife grabs the money that fast, Jackie?
Bob, she grabs that money faster than I can say Jack Robinson, and that's my name.
But Jackie, I'm sure all of us would like to know. Tell us, how do you feel out there in the field in a close game with 70,000 pairs of eyes watching you?
Well, we get pretty nervous, Bob. You know, we're always afraid of dropping one.
Yeah, I feel the same way every Tuesday night. I have to be careful. They make him clean him up here, so they make him... Jackie, you've met Joe Page here.
Yeah, too many times in this series. How you doing, Joe?
Well, don't say it like that. There'll be other years, you know. Hiya, Joe. He sounds like Tito talking to Stalin.
You played a great series, Jackie. Yes, sir, you really made time around those bases. Tell me, how do you keep in such good shape?
Oh, I usually do about 10 miles of road work every day.
Well, personally, I start out with 3 hours of calisthenics every morning.
And then I go over to the gym and box 20 rounds.
Well, I prefer a couple hours of weightlifting with 300-pound weights.
Anyone for ping pong? But you know, it's a wonderful having you fellas with me tonight. The three of us, all great baseball players.
The three of us, Bob? Who'd you ever play with?
Who'd I play with? For 4 years, I was letterman on Vassar.
But, Bob, Vassar's a girls' school. How could you play on their baseball team?
I used to take my showers at home. I'll never forget the big game. Vassar versus Smith versus Wellesley.
How could three teams play in one game?
Oh, what a girl's know.
Well, come to think of it, Bob, you are built pretty well. You could be a ball player.
Oh, I thought you'd notice it sooner or later. Thank you.
Sure, Bob. You could stand on first base and your stomach could steal over to second.
Now, wait a minute.
And on the way over, you could trip the shortstop with your nose.
Now, has Casey Stengel been writing your material, boy? Well, I'll tell you, fellas, I'll stick to my racket and you stick to yours. And believe me, your two clubs put on a display of great baseball and fine sportsmanship that was a tribute to the game.
Thanks, Bob, and we feel that whether you're in the game or not...
There's no business like baseball business, like no business we know.
Whether you are short or tall and lanky, it doesn't really matter where you're from.
You've always got a chance to be a Yankee,
or you can wind up a bum.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, fellas, I'd like to know one thing. What is that you're doing there?
Well, Bob, we're singing.
Now, you may be singing, but your tonsils are still on the bench.
Yes, sir, there's no people like baseball people. But wait, that isn't all.
The day you start at training camp, you're in a whirl.
Can't drink or smoke, you can't kiss a girl.
I'd only wish a thing like that on Milton Berle.
Play ball, brother, play ball. There's no series like World Series, like no series we know.
I'm proud to say that I played for the Yankees.
I tried to bring the Brooklyn Dodgers fame.
I spent 4 years at Bellevue Subnormal. And then sold hot dogs at the game.
With lots of mustard, everybody hey, knows that you're a
everybody.
Hey, yes, Jack.
Tell me, what was that?
That was singing. What's the matter? Don't you like my voice?
You sound like Kirsten Flagstead at half mast.
I love that. That's better than the way it's written.
You threw me, boy. Where do we go now?
Oh, yes, at half mast.
Get in quick, fellas.
We said there's no series like the World Series.
But wait, that isn't all.
You make an error and the crowd thinks you're a dope.
You claim you're safe, but the ump says nope.
Be glad that they don't pay you off in bars of soap.
Play ball, brother, play ball. We don't mean checkers. Play ball, brother, play ball.
All thanks to the memory of our World Series games, of democracy acclaims, of Joe DiMaggio and Jackie Robb, of all great baseball names. We thank you so much. Who wrote this, Cole Hope?
Ladies and gentlemen, October the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, we're going up Canada way. Going up to Toronto, Montreal, Guelph, Ontario, and Windsor, Canada. Going to be there 12th, 13th, 14th. Looking forward to that trip because a lot of friends up there. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank, just so a big bouquet of thanks, little old Manhattan, the town here with the king-size buildings and the king-size baseball teams. Believe me, there's no bigger thrill than coming to the big town for the World Series. And I'd like to say that New York may be big, but that baseball is bigger. Baseball is the number one game of the nation where every kid has a chance to grow up and be president or play center field for the Yankees or second base for the Dodgers. Yes, sir, baseball is American as America's first pennant, the one that Betsy Ross made. And a word about the community chest. You know that chest is like baseball, too. It takes crippled youngsters with two strikes on them and sees that they draw a walk. And when you're in trouble, it sends in a pinch hitter. 365 days a year, it's in there pitching. So let's see that the community chest, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, have a big season.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Send your Swan wrappers to care, Boston 1, Massachusetts. For every two wrappers sent in, a regular-sized cake of Swan soap will go overseas to some needy kid.
Are you that girl everyone's raving about?
She found her own rave number on the dial-a-wave chart. Now she's my number one rave. She's my sweet sweetheart.
Rave and only Rave Home Permanent brings you the easy-to-use dial-a-wave chart to end guesswork in home waving. A flick of your finger and there's your Rave number, your personal guide to the perfect wave for your kind of hair. So fast, yet so sure, Rave Home Permanent gives you exactly the amount of curl you want, long-lasting yet more natural from the very first day.
Brothers, makers of Swan, have brought you the Bob Hope Show, transcribed from New York City.
Coming up are America's favorites, Fibber McGee and Molly on NBC.
The Yankees won the Subway Series of 1949 in five games over the Brooklyn Dodgers, as you heard on today's show. Joe Page, his first guest, was a left-handed pitcher for the Yankees from 1944 to 1950. He was a 3-time All-Star and 2-time World Series champ. He won the first ever World Series MVP award in 1949 for being the winning pitcher in Game 3 of that series. Now, Jackie Robinson, probably one of the best well-known baseball players of all time, right up there with Joe DiMaggio and Babe Ruth. He broke the color line in baseball by being the first African-American to play in the major leagues in the modern era. This happened on April 15th, 1947, when he started at first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers. During his 10-year Hall of Fame career, this incredible baseball player was a 6-time All-Star, World Series champion in 1955, National League MVP in 1949, MLB Rookie of the Year in 47, the NL Batting Champion in 1949. Twice he was the National League stolen base leader in 47 and 49, and his number has been retired not only by the Los Angeles Dodgers, who used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers, but number 42 has been retired by all Major League Baseball teams. After his death in 1972, Jackie Robinson was posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal and the Presidential Medal of Freedom in recognition of his achievements on and off the field. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Bob Hope Show, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Dave Barry, if a woman has to choose between catching a fly ball and saving an infant's life, she will choose to save the infant's life without even considering if there are men on base.